Now, yesterday, the South African Parliament voted to ratify the Paris Climate Treaty in record time to ensure that it becomes a binding global agreement. Now, this is firstly very positive, but also very significant for a number of reasons.
That's right. We've covered this a couple of weeks ago. We said, what's South Africa going to do? Or a bit of good news. A month or so ago, we set that scene that 55 countries emitting more than 55% of all global carbon emissions were required to ratify the Paris Treaty, which was tabled at COP21 in Paris last year, in order to make this global agreement binding. We were also faced with a very interesting scenario, which was that after the United States and China did the deed, which for many years has been that standoff about in terms of them both coming and agreeing to these reductions, the targets, and the EU and all other usual suspects ratifying the agreement, it would actually mean that South Africa signing would signify a green light for the entire thing to become binding due to our 1.4% contribution to global carbon emissions. I think they were just short of 55% at the time. Now, probably the most significant impact of this move has to do with Donald Trump, actually, who vowed in May that should he become president of the United States, the first thing he would do, even before building that Great Wall of Mexico, would be to pull out of the Paris Agreement because he believed that global warming was a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese to make the United States industry less competitive. But because of the timing of South Africa's signature to this treaty, the treaty is officially binding now. And should he become president, which as scary as it sounds, but which is becoming increasingly possible, he cannot pull out of this global agreement, which is now fixed in place. So good news. If this had only been signed once Trump did become president, he could have still pulled out and pulled the United States out of the agreement, which would have collapsed the entire treaty, which would have been a huge travesty. What this also does from a local perspective, Ernest, is to tie us into a global climate response plan to reduce our carbon emissions so that global temperatures don't exceed 2 degrees Celsius, which really is looking very, very difficult to do. We're looking more like 3 degrees Celsius at this stage. So we will have to meet some serious emission reduction targets, which means we actually are going to have to become less dependent on coal and engage more in renewable energy concepts. So for the change, I say, well done to the South African parliamentarians who unanimously passed this through, and with South Africa becoming really the heroes of the day and effectively pushing through a global climate agreement in record time with no objections. So I think we can be very proud of our guys in Parliament for doing this, and to Edna Molewa, the Minister of Environment, for motivating everybody to move so fast on this issue. So, yeah, some good news.
Oh, good news coming out of Parliament for a change, other than ejecting members out of Parliament. So, yay to that one, Kevin James. Thank you so much. I'll take a much-needed sip of water, albeit sparingly. We'll chat again next Wednesday, eh?
Take care, my friend. Cheers.
All right, fantastic. Bye-bye. That's Kevin James from GCX Africa talking climate change and sustainability on the Drive Time.